Welcome to Short Take. Jane Sherva started dancing as a child and came to drama school via the Youth Theatre Club. For the Mannheim native, letting off steam creatively is an important outlet, whether in acting, dance, painting, music, or designing safe spaces. She takes her art to places that are inherently fearful, shameful, and prejudiced, and breaks them open step by step. The "we've always done it this way" approach is abandoned. Home Shepherd's Paradise, in which Jane plays the lead, premiered at the Film Festival Hof and the Max Ophüls Prize Festival in 2023. Her film, Clashing Differences, celebrated its premiere at the Munich Film Festival 2023. We talked to Jane via video call. Hi, Jane. Thank you for joining us today. Our podcast Short Take is meant to give our listeners a quick but better idea of you and your work. We're going to ask you 19 questions, some personal, some less so. There's no need to overthink the answers. Let's just have some fun. If you're ready, let's dive right in.
Yes, I'm ready. Hello.
How would you describe your current mood in ideally 3 words?
Stressed.
And I know why.
Calming down. So I'm already with 3 now.
Okay, we'll take that. What is your favorite way to spend time?
I love to listen to music. Mm-hmm. I love to make music. Mm. And I love when there is time where I can improvise with whatever comes to my mind. Whatever is there, I just can do with others, with myself. Mm-hmm. This, I would say, is the best.
Do you have a guilty pleasure?
Oh, yes, a lot. I have a lot of guilty pleasures. I would say this one fits also for today. I think one guilty pleasure is for me that I sometimes think I can do everything. Mm-hmm. And then at the end, I have not enough time.
This is a good guilty pleasure. I can relate to that. What is the favorite job you've done? And maybe not necessarily even anything related to acting or dancing or producing.
I was 2020, or was it? I think it was 2019. I went to Zambia, where my dad is from. Mm. And I was working there in, I have to think about the name for Waisenhaus in English.
Orphanage.
Yes. And there, I was there over Christmas and New Year's. And in the beginning, I was just there. I just got to know the orphanage or the kids there. And I was just like seeing like what is going on, you know, mm-hmm. what are the interests. And in the beginning, we started with just like talking, playing games and hanging with each other. And then after a while, we did some stuff together and organized it. And at the end, we did Romeo and Julia as a theater piece, and the youngest were like I think 3 and the oldest 18. Mm-hmm. And we kind of rehearsed, also it was like 40 Celsius outside, so sometimes it was really super hot and we needed to make a break. And then we at New Year's Eve, the kids showed the Romeo and Juliet performance as a very short version, of course, but I would say this was the favorite job I had. Yeah.
That sounds terrific. What do you most appreciate in your friendships?
Honesty and allowing each other to be whatever is there at this moment, in this second. And to be reliable is very important for me.
Mm-hmm. What is your favorite food?
Mango.
Okay. If you weren't an actress, what would you be?
A journalist. Mm-hmm.
Which real life or fantasy talent would you like to have?
I would love to fly. Mm-hmm. Do I have to choose one?
No, you can choose several.
Then I would love to speak at least 10 languages. Mm-hmm. And I would love to have kind of a disc in my brain so I can like save my dream.
Mm.
And then I can watch the dreams. That would be amazing.
Yeah, that's an interesting one. What is your favorite movie or TV series related memory? And also maybe as an audience member.
I think I still go with The Color Purple.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a very old one. It was like kind of my first movie mm-hmm. experiences that touched me so much and where I maybe also saw myself mirrored in the character. And then also series.
Well, if you have a series where you say that's something that, you know, you carry with you, that was a great experience or moment when you watched it.
Yeah, I think I would go with Sex Education.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, because this was also like one for me where I was like, yes, this is amazing that we can like talk about yeah. this kind of stuff in this kind of school world and all those different characters.
What is the last book you read or maybe still read?
All About Love from Bell Hooks.
Do you have a favorite hero or heroine from literature?
I think about The Geisha.
Mm-hmm.
This was also very emotional when I was reading this book.
What is the next, possibly German, but not necessarily TV series or film that you can't wait to watch? And yes, you can plug your own work.
So I didn't saw Souls. I mean, mm-hmm. it's out there already for a while, but I'm very, very, very excited to see this one because I think this is a very good German piece of art.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I mean, Clashing Differences is already out there.
Mm-hmm.
And then also next year, I think the FFB movie is coming out next year, which is called Blue Marks. I also have a part in it, and I'm very excited to see this one.
Which upcoming or already established talent would you recommend our listeners to watch out for?
Wow, there are so many.
You can pass on this question. That's perfectly
yes,
all right.
Yes, because really there are so many amazing, great ones out there.
Okay, we'll move on.
Yes.
It's getting a little bit personal now. What do you like most about yourself?
That I'm spontaneous and very flexible.
What do you dislike about yourself?
That I'm sometimes hard with my insecurities.
What is the last thing you regret and why? And it doesn't have to be a big thing.
When I didn't give myself enough time to eat peacefully.
Which random thing makes you happy?
Surprises.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a life motto or maybe a motto in general?
Just do it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And we're already at the last question, which might be a little bit tricky for you to answer. I don't know. Who would play you in a film or series about your life?
Wow. Even if the person is maybe older than me?
Yeah. More about the essence, I think, that you feel that person could.
Oh, yeah. Okay, this one is easy. Sazzy Beats.
Mm, nice choice. And that was it. Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
Yes, the same with you. Thank you.
Short Take is produced by German Films, the National Information and Advisory Center for the Promotion of German Films Worldwide. To find out more about our guests, check out the links in our show notes. To stay up to date with our episodes, subscribe wherever you find your podcasts.